Blog Talk Radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here with the pastors. Prayer Line with Pastor Christopher, your host. I'm excited to be back. We do apologize for not having the show on Tuesday. Some things came up, but Pastor Christopher is going to be here to pray for you today, to encourage you spiritually, whatever you need, we're here. The number that you can call in is going to be 657-383-1974. And we do have our host, Pastor Christopher, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, sir. I'm here, ready to pray.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Glad to be back.
I'm here, sir.
Glad to be back.
I am here. I am here. I'm here. I'm excited right now. Fired up right now. Just got out of my prayer closet.
Praise God for that. Praise God. And callers, I do want to let you know, if you want to have a comment or you want to say something, please just press 1 for your headsets. Or if you have family members in need of prayer, please call in. That number is going to be 657-383-1974 because we're here for you. We're here for you, and Pastor Christopher is here for you. But in the meantime, Pastor Christopher, if you have something or thought that you would like to share or something that God has given you on behalf of us, I mean, it's your show. Please, you know.
I just want to say that I was just talking to my sister, and I just felt in my spirit, I had felt in my spirit an urgency to get in that prayer closet. So when I began to get into the prayer closet, God began to speak. And the power of God began to hit me, you know what I'm about? And so I came out refreshed today. I come out refreshed, rejuvenated.
Amen.
And yeah, I feel the urgency. I feel the urgency to pray.
Amen. So, Carlos, you hear what the man of God just said? He said he has an urgency to pray. So that number is going to be 657-383-1974. So please, whatever you do, don't hesitate. If you got family members in need of prayer, if you need prayer, or something's you need deliverance, we're here. Pastor Christopher is here to pray for you and to get you deliverance and whatever you need today. But in the meantime, I like that word that you used. You said urgency. That's a pretty powerful word, and a lot of times that I would say this, just from my own experience, sometimes things happen in life that takes us away from the prayer urgency that we should have on a daily basis, and that's critical in this day and time that we have a urgency to pray. So if you want to talk about that a little bit more, Pastor Chris, please do so.
An urgency. And sometimes the Most High, He allowed things to go happen in your life, and He allowed things to hijack in your life. He allowed things to just out of order, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes God allows people to act out of character to get you in your prayer closet. And sometimes He'll use people. You do certain things to get you in that prayer closet. It means basically, like, sometimes He'll wake you up early in the morning and say, because God wants to talk to you, He wants you to pray. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt that I felt no matter what I'm going through, and my sister called me. I felt the urgency to get in that prayer closet. When I got in that prayer closet, the power of God began to hit me.
Amen.
And that's why I feel happy in my spirit, because I was going through a battle here. I was going through a battle. You know, and the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I was going through a battle. And so when my sister called me, I felt the urgency to get in that prayer closet. When I felt an urgency to get in that prayer closet, that's when the power of God began to hit me. And I tell anybody that some things that you got to go through, you know, and you can't fault the situation, is that number one is God has a strange way of talking to you. He has a strange way of saying, you need to get in that prayer closet. You begin to need to know how to get in there. You need to go in there and know how to get in there and pray. You talking about? Because when you get in there and pray, prayer is the key. It is the, God, my, it's the greatest source. Prayer is better than your American Express card. It is better than your Visa card. There's nothing can outdo prayer. There's nothing you can do out prayer. Because prayer is powerful. Prayer is one of your greatest weapons. But you got to have a hunger. You got to have a hunger and a desire to pray. And you, when you read the Bible, it says in the Bible, it says, I get great consolation when I pray. You know.
Amen.
And so I want to encourage the listeners today. Have an urgency. Have a hunger to pray, because when you pray, God will answer prayer. It's like they say, the mothers of Zion used to say, he may not come when you want him, but he'll come on time. And when he come on time, the whole situation will be turned around. Oh, I want to encourage somebody. I want to encourage somebody at their job that you may be going through something on your job. Steal away out of your day. Take 15 minutes of your day. Go in and talk to God, because God is a problem solver. Steal away. Steal away. Steal away. Steal away. Be like David in Psalm chapter 3. When 10,000 men was against it, God, I feel your presence. God, David realized that God was a problem solver. He said, I'm not going to stay up all night long. I'm not going to worry about what they're doing to me. I'm going to give it to God, and then I'm going to go to sleep. That I'm not going to allow the enemy to disturb my sleep, to disturb my peace. But God has given me power to trample over serpents. God, I sent your presence. And I want to encourage somebody today at your job. Whatever battle you're going through at your job, steal away for 15 minutes. Go talk to God. Have a conversation with him. God, I sense it. And then you're going to discover that God's a problem solver. Hey, blah, blah, blah. So, God, I sense it. I sense it today, God. I sense it. God. My. And you're going to realize you're on a 747 airplane. And when you look down, the problem is that small. Because there's nothing God can't handle. There's nothing he can't. There's nothing too hard for him. There's not a situation that's too hard for him. AIDS is not nothing hard for him. Diabetes ain't nothing hard for him. Cancer is nothing. It's not too hard for him. There's nothing too hard for him. Prayer is your healing bread. Prayer is the key to deliverance. Prayer is the key to your breakthrough. I want to encourage somebody today. I want to encourage somebody. If nobody don't even call today, prayer still is the key.
Amen.
Because God has a strange way. He has a strange way of answering prayer. And I thank him for it right now. That's why I want to tell somebody, steal away today. Take time today and pray. Because today is Miracle Thursday. I feel something in my spirit today. Today is Miracle Thursday. Today is Miracle Thursday. Today is the day you can receive a miracle. And I can't force a miracle on you. All I can do is just speak it.
Amen. And just to piggyback what Pastor Chris was saying, I do want to let our listeners know that one thing about prayer and having a relationship with God, it just opens up the spiritual realm in depth, because the spirit has no limitations in which God wants to take us. God wants us to reach our maximum potential in him. And so with having a prayer life, all it's going to do is create more anointing in your calling, in your life. And God wants to do that for all the Christian believers and all his people around the world. He wants us to come together and be unified. And we do that by having, number one, a relationship with him and praying and talking to him every day. And just increasing our faith, because faith is what moves the hand of God. So if we have any callers in today that need prayer, please don't hesitate. 657-383-1974 is the calling number. If you have comments or something that you need to say, press 1 on your handset, and Pastor Chris will be more than happy to answer your questions or whatever you may desire to say. But Pastor Chris, you're absolutely right. You couldn't have said it no more better, but prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. If you wanted to go ahead and continue to elaborate, you know, whatever God was giving you or at this particular time, please feel free.
I was just saying that to the point where a lot of people don't believe that a lot of, I don't care how anointed you are, I don't care whether you're a preacher, you're an apostle, you're a prophet, you're an evangelist, you're a missionary, you're an elder in the church, I don't care who you are. Don't think because you carry that title that you're not going to go through a battle, that the devil is not going to fight you. You know, the devil will fight you. When God has, yes, you've been chosen and you've been anointed, the devil will try to derail your destiny. He will try to derail your purpose. But you got to recognize that when you got the anointing behind you, you cannot lose because the devil is stupid. Because the devil's
Amen.
Not hurting you, he's helping you. Because in the text, in Isaiah 54:17, he said, no weapon. That means no instrument formed against it. It may form, but I want to tell you, it ain't going to prosper. And what I see right now, I see somebody walking into the courtroom this month. And I see right now that as that person walks into the courtroom, I see the Lord is touching that judge's heart. and I see victory for the individual that's going to court this month. Whoever's going to court this month, God's getting ready to turn that thing around. And I hear the word victory. God's going to give you the heart of that judge. He's going to give you the heart of that DA. And I hear the Lord say, favor. I hear the Lord say, favor is their portion. Encourage somebody this month, whoever it is that's going to court. The Lord told me to tell you, victory shall be yours. And somebody is battling with some property. And they've been fighting you, But the Lord told me to tell you, victory is yours. I want to tell somebody, victory is yours. Victory is yours. I come to tell somebody, victory is yours. I don't care what your outcome is. Victory is yours. It's your portion and it's your bread. I'm talking to somebody today across this world. Victory is yours. So said the Spirit of God. I feel God today. I feel him today. I feel him with an urgency.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Christopher, we do have a caller that would like prayer. Her name is Nellie. We're going to go ahead and bring her on, and she would like prayer. Nellie, are you there?
Yes.
Nellie, you're live.
Listen, you obey God. I don't care how you got to do it. Just obey. Just God can't sit right now. Just obey God. Just obey God. Just obey God. Obey God. Obey God. Obey. Obey God. Obey.
Yes,
if we're on earth, you must obey God. Obey God. Obey him today. Obey God today. Obey him. Eto sana. Otaba. Soho. Saba. Sikaba. What the Lord is telling me to tell you, there's some problems with your feet area. That's what the Lord keeps showing me. Is your feet area. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
And I promise you, God don't tell me nothing, I'm going to get off this telephone, because I'm not going to play with the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to play with the Holy Ghost. And God is telling me to tell you, you got to stay off your feet. Stay off your feet. Stay off your feet. Because the Lord is showing me your circulation in your feet. Ooh, God. Because, see, your feet area is the healing to your whole entire body. And what I want you to do is get in contact with your daughter. Tell your daughter. Get your feet detoxed in a detox machine. And you're going to see all the toxins in your body. You're going to see it right in the wall. You're going to call me a testify. You're going to call me a testify. Let me be a liar and let his word be true. That's what I keep seeing. As you put your feet in this machine, the detox machine, your feet machine, detox feet machine, as you put your foot in there, a detox, and you put your feet up in there, I see all that toxin coming out of your body into that bowl. Lord have mercy. God have mercy. God have mercy. God have mercy. Eto hosa da da ba ta. Kera bo bo sa na. Ira ra ba sa ka na. Da ra bo si kera ba sa. I see two people. And I'm not going to mention their name because I see them. There's two people in your family. They got a curse on you. And had you not left that city that you left out of, I would be talking to you right now. Because the Lord is showing me that when you was in the city that you was in, the devil fought you from tooth and nail. Because the devil wanted to shut your mouth. But by the grace of God that you out here. Because nobody understands the fight until they walk in your shoes. Because you made a decision that you was willing to serve God, and your family members turned on you. They didn't like it. Because you wouldn't do what they did. Because you wouldn't stay insane. So they had a problem with you. And that's what the Lord is telling me. That's what the fight is. But when they get sick, they want to call your phone and get a word from God. The devil is a lie. Don't allow them to drain the gift that God has given you. The Bible declares, don't give holy to a dog. Because you ain't got time to talk to them on the phone and carry their fleas. God, we thank you today. We praise you. We lift her up to you right now. And we thank you right now. We ask that you would touch her. Let healing become her portion. Let healing become her bread. Now I'm asking right now that you will heal on every side, that you will touch her body right now, that you will regulate the blood circulation. Go inside that body. Do a spiritual surgery. Deep down in her body. Go in the deep root of it. It's not your portion. It's not your bread that she should be sick. That's not in your divine will. That's not in your divine will. That's not your purpose for her to be sick in her body. You said I was a bald thing. That you prosper and be in good health, that the soul prosper. And you declared it in your word. That's a covenant promise. We thank you for it right now. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify. God, we magnify. God, we magnify. God, we
thank you, Lord.
Heal right now, God. We speak healing right now. We speak it from the rooftop. We speak healing right now. We declare healing. But we declare Isaiah 53:5. We declare by your stripes, not the preacher's stripes, not the prophet's stripes, not the bishop's stripes, not the apostle's stripes, but we declare by your stripes. We declare by your stripes that every time the blood drips, she's healed. If it wasn't for the blood, if it wasn't for the blood, we wouldn't be on this prayer like it wasn't for the blood. And we declare the blood right now from the crown of our feet to the sole of our feet. We speak healing right now. We speak healing. Yeah, whatever she do today, we speak healing right now. Let healing be her portion. And we thank you that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish what it set out to do. We thank you right now. We thank you. God, we thank you. Oh, basta. We thank you. I'm on a prophetic authority. I'm on assignment today. I'm not friends with nobody on this prayer line. I'm on assignment by God. And God is urging me to tell you, just obey. Just obey God. Just obey God. And be careful. Just be careful. Who you sow the seeds? Just be careful. Obey God and listen to God.
Yes, Lord.
Listen to God. When God gives you a blessing, you can't help everybody. It's just one that he assigned you to help.
Yes,
then you
Lord.
Will see the breakthrough. Then you will see the
yes,
manifestation
yes.
of the breakthrough.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Baba. Because we have an urgency to try to help everybody, but we can't help everybody.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
When we obey God and help the people who God assigned us to help, that's when you will see the manifestation. But God has given me revelation to give to you today. I'm on a prophetic authority today. It's with an urgency putting that in my spirit. Now, I'm not going to say nothing that Holy Ghost don't tell me. I'm just stupid enough to believe God. I'm crazy enough to believe it. Because when he tells me something, I obey. I don't care what nobody says. Walk away from it. I obey God. I obey. If I never get another preaching engagement, I obey God. And Lord, tell me to release that. So said the Spirit of God. Ooh, I love him today. I love him today. I love him. I love him. Ooh, God, I feel your presence today, God. You be blessed. So said the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nelly, for having the courage to ask for prayer, because there's a lot of people across the world and around the country who desperately need prayer. So if you have friends and family members that are in need of prayer, tell them to call in 657-383-1974. But I do want to take time to just to piggyback what Pastor Christopher is saying. It's important that we obey God, just like the man of God was saying, because a lot of us don't realize, but that's the devil's job, is to wear our patience. So when things don't go the way we plan to have them go, we feel like we want to do things in our way, which causes disobedience. But the Bible tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. And when you obey God through the tough times and through the hard times or the times that you can't see your way out, I want to encourage you, at the end of the path, at the end of the tunnel, there's always light and there's going to be a blessing for you. Because I'm going to say this, that you do not have a problem until you have a faith failure problem. When you give up on God, that's when you got a problem. But long as you keep on trusting and believing God, whatever you're going through today, he's going to be with you and be there to encourage you. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we will, when we come back, we will continue the prayer line with Pastor Christopher.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's PunchTVStudios.com.
Investing in IPO carries a degree of risk. There is no guarantee that your investment will be secure. Do not invest if you cannot afford to lose your investment.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are back from commercial break, but there's something I do want to let our viewers and listeners know while I have the opportunity to do so. Punch TV has an IPO going on. We're selling our shares for $1 per share. So all you have to do is to get involved, to get on this, is go to punchtvstudios.com and click on Invest Now. Now, I do want to say the main vision of Punch TV Studios is to create generational wealth to urban communities and families across the United States and around the world. So if you know family, friends, let them know about the opportunity to invest in Punch TV Studios because the shares are only $1 per share. Currently, right now, within the next 2 to 3 years, our company is projected to generate $1.3 billion in revenue. So if you buy a share right now for $1, and usually when companies are projected at that type of revenue, the shares usually sell between $40 and $60 per share. So if you buy a share for $1 and it opens on the market for $50, that means you just made a $49 profit off your share. So please tell friends, family members, cousins, Pookie them, everybody that you know about the opportunity to invest in Punch TV Studios. The IPO will be closing October 4th. But back to what we were talking about with Pastor Christopher, we were talking about the importance of urgency of prayer and how it is very important to persevere our way through our daily struggles or whatever we're going through, because that's the devil's job is to try to wear out our patience, especially through illness, through just things that just come up that we can't see. But the way out of it is like what Pastor Christopher was talking about is being obedient to God. And Pastor Christopher, while we're still waiting for more callers to call in to ask for prayer, if you could just touch on a little bit about perseverance, about just pulling through the storm, you know, and obeying God, as you were talking about before we went to commercial break.
Okay. Perseverance is a deep word for certain people, because a lot of people, you can use the word, but you got to have experience in dealing with it. You got to have like a testimony behind it. And a lot of times that when you're dealing with that particular word, you only can talk about it when you got experience and when you got that, when you got perseverance under your belt. You only can talk about it out of experience. Because if you ain't got no experience in it, then you can't use that word. You can't tell nobody that unless you experience what you're talking about. And it's like, you know, it's like when you're dealing with it, you got to have perseverance. Because for the simple fact of it is that the Bible declared that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And so, and also the Bible say that we are more than conquerors. And you know, when you've been through a storm, and sometimes people are going through a storm, and then they come out of a storm, but then they head to a, they be headed into a storm. They get out of one storm, go to another storm. But the key thing is, in Psalm chapter 46, verse 10, he said, be still and know that I'm God. And sometimes you got to sit still and quit moving so much. God. I don't know. I'm talking to somebody. Somebody today. Somebody is on the verge of moving. And you've been talking about moving. You said, hey, should I move? Should I do this? Should I do this? You're on the verge of making a decision this month. And you're contemplating about moving. Oh, but the Lord said, be still. Why run from the battle? It's like what the Lord is showing me is that every time a problem happens, every time a situation happens, you're quick to run. You're quick to run. Be still. Sit still, said God. What you running for? If God be for you, who can be against you? Somebody's about to enter a marriage, but it ain't going to be what you think it's going. Ooh, you're going to have a rude awakening. Don't you do it. Don't you say I do, because it ain't going to be what you think it's going to be. The devil got a plan for you, and you're going to fall right into the trap. And the Lord told me to tell you, don't you do it. You better pray. You better pray. Show not pray if you ain't never prayed a day in your life. You better pray. Sanda. Oh, stick out of that. There's a woman, I'm looking. There's a woman in Kansas City. You in the hospital bed. Whew! And the doctor done gave up on. But God sent me to tell you, it ain't your time. Healing is your portion. He gonna raise you up for such a time, man. So says the Spirit of God. God, we love you. We love you, God. Seems to me like the storm is trying to hit Atlanta real tough. It seems like this storm is trying to hit Atlanta real tough. Because God wants to clean the city of Atlanta up. Not only Atlanta, but I hear the Lord said Oakland, California. He wants to heal those cities. There's a heavy spirit in Atlanta. Heavy. I mean a heavy spirit. And God wants to clean it up. Not mean he wants to clean it up. God is bringing judgment to the church. He's bringing judgment to the church. He's bringing judgment to the church. God said to the church, it's time to clean up. Clean it up. Because God gave me go up in that church. He gave me sweep it out. God wants to bring holiness inside of his church. He wants the people to get back to holiness. He wants the people to get back on the moaning benches. Where they will seek God like they never seeked him in their life. That folks will tarry all night long and seek the Holy Ghost. And that's what God is looking for. He's looking for people that's going to tarry for the Holy Ghost. They want the fire of the Holy Ghost. They want the urgency of the Holy Ghost. They will cry out and say, God, whatever it takes for you to pull out the Holy Ghost. Pull out the glory that I want to see the manifestation of your glory. I want to see signs, miracles. He wants folks that got a hunger for the glory. They want to see the manifestation of God. They want that Acts 1 and 8 experience. After the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. He's talking about dunamis power. He's talking about great host power. He's talking about Azusa power. He's talking about the power, the urgency of the Holy Ghost. See, a lot of churches don't talk about the Holy Ghost. God, I feel it right now. I feel it right now. They don't talk about the urgency of the Holy Ghost. Telling people they ought to get filled with the Holy Ghost. God want to go in some of these Baptist churches that's so dry and so dead. He want to go up in there. He wants to let, he wants the Holy Ghost to fall up in there. That the power of the Holy Ghost will come in there and sweep the room. That the folks will get healed. That's what God wants in this season. He wants the power of the Holy Ghost to sweep through the churches that people could get healed and delivered and set free. That's what they need in the churches. They don't need no denomination. They don't need no title. They need to come on one accord. Come together in a circle and let the power of the Holy Ghost fall in that place. Then they will see a miracle right before they are. If the people in the church will come on one accord, the power of the Holy Ghost will move in that place. The people that's in the hospital, they need the power of the Holy Ghost up in there. The power of the Holy Ghost will fall in that hospital. It'll fall in the courtroom if people can come together. If family members will come together, the power of the Holy Ghost will bring healing to family. Whatever's been broken, get into a prayer circle and cry out for the power of the Holy Ghost. And as a prophet of God, it'll fall like rain. That's what the churches need. That's what the street out here in the streets, they need the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They don't need no Mercedes Benz. They don't need no Lexus. They don't need no Range Rover. They need the power of the Holy Ghost. And it's what an urgency is needed in the church. The power of the Holy Ghost. That's what's needed right now. The Holy Ghost. Woo! It just keep on moving. The Holy Ghost. It'll move on the inside. The Holy Ghost will do something that you can't do for yourself. The Holy Ghost. Some pastors need to get pregnant with the Holy Ghost. They need to get all that hooping and hollering, screaming, that ain't going nowhere. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. You need to get pregnant with the Holy Ghost. You need to go and labor with the Holy Ghost. Oh, mama. Yeah, the robot stuff. Theology, Greek, human hermeneutics, and all that stuff is good. But the power of the Holy Ghost is an awesome thing to have. It's better than a college degree.
Amen.
I've seen a lot of pastors in my lifetime. They like to hop, they like to hoop, play on people's emotions. But don't take time. They can study this hooping and how to play on people's emotions. Say, oh, go to school and get a degree in theology and all this other stuff. But they don't talk. When it comes down to the power of the Holy Ghost, they're afraid of it because they know it'll bring about a change.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody would like to call in for prayer, the number is going to be 657-383-1974. Mm-hmm. Pastor Christopher is here, mm-hmm. and he's moving by the Spirit as he's receiving mm-hmm. utterance from the Holy Spirit to speak into your lives and to get deliverance from wherever you are lacking and wherever you need it. And just like the man of God was saying about having the Holy Ghost, you say, well, how do I get it? All you have to do, the Bible say, just deny yourself. Whosoever will deny himself for the sake of Christ, the same shall save his life. So God is here. And if you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost right now, I believe if you begin to pray and ask God for it right now in your household, the Lord will give it to you if you mean sincere. If you're sincere in your heart, the Lord will give it to you. Amen.
In order to get filled with the Holy Ghost, all you got to do is throw your hands and say, come on in, Holy Ghost. Tell the Holy Ghost to fill you. Right there in that kitchen. Tell the Holy Ghost to fill you. Watch it with the Holy Ghost. Ha ha. If you may be in your living room, you may be in your car, you may be in the hospital, wherever my voice can be heard around the world. I don't care where you at. You may be in a prison cell. You may be in the bank. I don't care where you at. You want the power of the Holy Ghost. Just throw your hands up and say, come on and feel me. Come on in. You may be at the hair shop right now. I don't care. You may be at the stadium. You may be in the club with a bottle of Hennessy in your hand. All you got to do, drop that bottle. Throw your hands up and say, feel me with the Holy Ghost. Say, come on in and feel me with the Holy Ghost. And you shall testify that he'll come in and he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. I'm a living witness. I'm fire baptized. Feel with the power of the Holy Ghost. That's all I know. That's all I know is being filled with the Holy Ghost. I tell you, it's the greatest feeling in the world to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Woo, my. Woo.
Amen.
The greatest feeling in the world. It's the greatest feeling in the world. You won't find the Holy Ghost. You won't get this in the nightclub. But if you want it, you want it with an urgency. Listen to this prophet. You want it with an urgency today. Stop what you're doing right now. Throw your hands up. And I'm on a prophetic authority today to tell you, throw your hands up and say, God, come on in and fill me with the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost will change your life. It will do something that the AA couldn't do for you. It'll do something that cocaine can't do for you. It'll do something that E&J and that Cisco bottle and that marijuana, that meth, it'll do something that it couldn't do for you. The power of the Holy Ghost come in. It'll clean you up. It'll change your life. That's what the power of the Holy Ghost will do. Whew. Or you got to throw your hands up and say, come on and fill me with the power of the Holy Ghost. Ooh, God, I feel you.
Amen.
Presence. I feel your presence.
Amen.
Ooh.
You know, Pastor Christopher, as you were just saying that, I just feel led to tell my testimony, how the Lord blessed me with his Holy Spirit. I never forget it. It was 2005. I was sitting in the church, and about a week prior to that, my mother had come to me because we were teenagers, but we were doing a Bible study, and she said, well, one thing about it, when you're dealing with spirits, and she was telling the truth, when you're dealing with demonic spirits and you're dealing with people, then you're coming in contact with different spirits, and you have to have power and authority over those spirits. And she said, you need the Holy Ghost. And so that stuck with me for a long time. I mean, for that two-week period, I just began to ask God. I said, Lord, I said, fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your spirit. And I began to seek God and just pray and pray. And sure enough, a pastor from Milwaukee, Pastor Charles Green, came in to our church, and he began to preach and teach and tell people that they need the Holy Spirit. And sure enough, that day he said, all you have to do is lift your hands up and pray and ask God for it. He said, it's in the atmosphere. And that's what I did. I lifted my hands up and I prayed. And sure enough, the Holy Ghost entered into my soul, into my spirit. And it's and the scriptures say that it is just like living waters, running waters. It's one of the best feelings that one could have, because you've been endued with power, because it gives you power and authority to speak things in existence, and it gives you power to overcome the evilness that the devil may be trying to throw at you. In other words, the Holy Ghost, it works like this. Let me just say something. You may be in a situation, don't even know it, but the Holy Ghost will speak to your spirit and say, hey, do such and such. You know what I'm saying? To move you out of the situation or the trap that the devil was trying to set you up or trying to destroy you with. So that's the reason why it's important that, as Pastor Christopher said, that you seek and you tarry for the Holy Ghost if you have not received it. Because in this last day, the Bible says, he said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And he said, the youth shall prophesy, and old men and women, they shall dream dreams. Since in Acts, the Bible talks about that. But God's spirit is here, and it is not ironic that the man of God will talk about being filled with the Holy Ghost today. And it's not an accident that you are on this line listening, because God is speaking to somebody on this line. You need to be filled with God's spirit, with the Holy Ghost, because it ain't going to do nothing from you, nothing to you, but make you better and get you encouraged and feel the gloriness of God. Because that's one thing I would say, when a man or woman receives the Holy Ghost, like Pastor Christopher said, it's no better feeling. And even receiving a college degree can't even compare to it. But what we're going to do is we're going to take another quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with Pastor Christopher and let him to continue to elaborate on this wonderful topic that he brought up, because I do believe and know that it was ordained by God. So we're going to go on a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better. And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Hey, man, we are back with Pastor Christopher in the prayer line. We still have time. The number, if you need prayer, call in 657-383-1974. We want to continue with this special conversation that we're having today about being filled with the Holy Ghost. God gave it to Pastor Christopher to acknowledge this topic, and we're going to continue to let him talk on about being filled and how it's important, and how God wants to work in your life by filling you with the Holy Spirit, because it is your comforter, it is your guide, and it will always lead you into all truths. Pastor Christopher,
The Holy Spirit wants me to correct them. And people make the statement that we live in the last day now. And he, with the Holy Ghost, is just telling me, don't be moved by what you see. when you're talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost, because in Acts chapter 1 and 8, when the people, when they was on one accord, they was in the upper room, and they was, weren't taking no college course. They was in the upper room. Somebody saying right now, what were they doing in the upper room? Was they eating filet mignon? Was they eating steak? Was they eating macaroni and cheese? Was they eating ham hocks? What was they in the upper room for? They was in the upper room because they was hungry for the Holy Ghost. They was thirsty for the Holy Ghost. But they recognized in order to get the Holy Ghost, we must come on one accord. Because we all had a desire for one thing. They wanted the power of the Holy Ghost. They wanted an urgency of the Holy Ghost. They was pregnant with the Holy Ghost. But they said that we come on one accord in this upper room. Wasn't no division up in the upper room. Wasn't no fighting in the upper room. But they came on all one accord. Because they all had an urgency for one thing. They wanted the power of the Holy Ghost. And the Lord is telling me to tell somebody today, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. You've been crying for the Holy Ghost. But God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. He wants to give it to you. He wants to give you the Holy Ghost. Because you've been crying out for it. You've been pleading for it. But God told me to tell you, the power of the Holy Ghost is going to come right where you are. And I see tears coming down your eyes. And I hear you say, telling the Lord, thank you. Because this was your prayer for God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be the greatest filling of your life. See, your doctor can't give you this. Your psychologist can't give you this. Your football coach can't give you this. Your basketball coach can't give you this. Your PE teacher in your high school can't give you the power of the Holy Ghost. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking to a Baptist preacher that you've been going through the emotions. You've been dealing with tradition all your life. But I want to tell you, when you get the power of the Holy Ghost, when you yield and you surrender to the power of the Holy Ghost, he's going to bring change in your ministry. Your ministry going to bust loose like it ain't never done in your life. Your dream is going to come to pass. Because God wants to fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost. Because when you get the power of the Holy Ghost, you're going to break away from tradition. All right, cowboy. The power is going to come up in there. Folks going to get healed, delivered, set free. When the power of the Holy Ghost comes up in there. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. One thing I see about the Hispanic churches, the Pentecostal Hispanic churches, and the Apostolic Pentecostal and the Apostolic Hispanic churches, one thing about them that I admire, that they'll come into church at 7:30 at night and have service. They won't walk out of there until 3 a.m. because they walk in for one reason. They're not leaving until the power of the Holy Ghost falls in that place, and that's what they seek after. One thing I seek after. They seek after is the power of the Holy Ghost. They want the Holy Ghost. See, I tell people time when you hear people say that, oh, God was in my house and he's all in that. I say to myself, wait a minute here. When the power of the Holy Ghost is in your house, you know the Holy Ghost will draw people to you. When his presence is in your house, It will draw people itself. Yeah, but I want to encourage somebody. God wants to feed you with the power of the Holy Ghost. And this is your season. This is your time. And God wants to feed you with the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo-wee. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. I remember when I received the power of the Holy Ghost. I remember I was right there on 76th and Santiago in L.A., right at the house. And I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes preach a sermon called Maximizing the Moment. And at that time, I didn't get it. But I remember he was preaching in Memphis, Tennessee. And he was preaching a sermon called Maximizing. I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. And he said, you ready to be sitting on that black leather couch? You've been asking God for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Receive it, ye, right now. And I begin to get filled with the Holy Ghost. I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. And I know.
Amen.
And my life ain't never been the same. So if we want to encourage somebody to have the power of the Holy Ghost, it's the best gift you can get. But don't mishandle the Holy Ghost. I heard Prophet John Brown, bless his heart, I heard Prophet John Brown, the pastor of the Kingdom Church in Carson, California, say last night, he said this, and I quote him saying it. He said, don't mishandle the glory. Whatever you do, don't mishandle the glory. Don't mishandle the anointing. And don't mishandle the glory. That's free for somebody today.
Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have had a wonderful show. I tell you one thing, if you didn't listen to the show today, if you didn't get nothing today, I don't know, your ears must have been plugged up, because God has blessed us with a wonderful message and a wonderful topic that Pastor Christopher was talking about today, as far as being filled with the Holy Ghost and the importance of denying yourself and praising and having perseverance. I mean, we just got a lot today, didn't we, Pastor Christopher?
Yeah.
Our plate was full. I mean, if you wanted to compare the food, we had the collard greens, the candy yams, the dressing, you know, the ham hock, for you folks to eat the ham hock, the turkey tails. We had everything, but it was spiritual food. It was food that is medicine to your soul, the type of food that will give you everlasting life. So we appreciate want to thank you, send a special thanks to all our listeners and viewers today, and we will be back on Tuesday at the same time at noon. The number that you can call in is going to be 657-383-1974, and until next time, you have a wonderful and blessed weekend, and we will see you again on Tuesday with the Prophetic Hour with Pastor Christopher. Thank you, and God bless all of you. Until next time.